Let's listen to some more artists choosing their favorite artists now. We'll hear from three people. First, the playwright Edward Albee, then the poet Sharon Olds, and finally, the saxophonist Branford Marsalis.
I'm Edward Albee. I write plays. When I was asked to define my ideal artist, by which in my case I guess they meant playwrights, playwright, the name Samuel Beckett came to mind instantly.
Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godard.
Ah, yes.
Sam Beckett is an artist because he completely reinvented drama. Drama was going along perfectly happy post-Chekhov, post-Ibsen. And all of a sudden, Beckett came along.
You're sure it was here?
What?
That we were to wait.
He sat by the tree.
But how to describe specifically how he did it is very difficult. But he showed us that there are no limits to drama, that anything is proper subject for drama, that as long as you do your task clearly and simply, anything is possible as drama.
My name is Sharon Olds, and I'm a poet. This poem by John Donne is called To His Mistress Going to Bed. Come, madam, come, all rest my powers defy. Until I labor, I in labor lie. When I think about the effect that John Donne has had on me as a writer, unpin that spangled breastplate which you wear, that the eyes of busy fools may be stopped there. And his beautiful forms on the page and his grammar. I just passionately love his grammar. License my roving hands and let them go before, behind, between, above, below. Oh, my America. And had showed me what English could do, which was quite different and more complex and more playful.
This is Branford Marsalis, and the person who I would consider an artist's artist would be without a doubt Billie Holiday.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit.
When she's singing a song like Strange Fruit, blood, you really get the sense of empathy that she feels for the victims.
And blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange from the poplar trees.
Her technique was not particularly extraordinary. As a matter of fact, it was very average. Her voice was of a very nasal quality. But like all great artists, she transcends the jazz idiom. She transcends the jazz medium. And what she was able to do, which I find most musicians are unable to do, is deliver a certain level of emotional immediacy to any recording that she worked on.
I wake and I find you asleep in the deep of my heart. Deep.
Songs that were about depression sounded so depressing that, you know, it's often said that people who were committing suicide during the Depression jumped out of the window listening to Gloomy Sunday.
My heart is telling you how much I wanted you. Gloomy Sunday.